Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is the 15th of July, 2023, with my producer, Cal Hunter, Todd Cunin, and I don't know if Denise Dirks is going to be here or not. I'm not quite sure, but this doesn't matter. We have fun no matter what. Let me tell you why Todd's not answering. We like to tell you behind-the-scenes stuff. I forgot my glasses in my car. Todd, go get my glasses. My glasses. Todd, would you go get my glasses in the car? Sure, no problem. We're going national with all these affiliates. And yeah, Todd's going to go grab my glasses from my car. Cal, look, we got a lot of interesting things going on here. The first thing is, remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Listen to what Todd did. It's like the alarms are going off.
Oh, no.
Todd's trying to figure out what to do.
Can you feel why I go turn off the alarm?
No.
Okay.
It's... Oh, hold on, he's doing. Yeah. He's coming. This is great. No, this is live. Come here, Todd.
Yeah. When you give him the code, I'll shut down the microphone.
This is great. This is awesome. Todd can't figure out how to turn off.
And here's Denise, of course.
what is the deal? Can he not figure out how to turn the car on or off? And then Denise is walking in late. It's 2 minutes after Denise. It's 9:08, Denise. We started 2 minutes ago.
But we're glad you're here.
Delighted
you're here, Denise.
Oh my goodness.
You should see her face. She's like, huh?
What?
Todd's out there outside. I thought I was on time.
No.
Well, Todd just set off the alarm in Fred's car.
Oh, what a cluster. You set the alarm off or he's getting my glass. And like, Todd, okay, the thing that says alarm, you don't touch that. And when it says lock, and then, by the way, if the alarm goes off, you sit in it and just started it up.
That was not it.
What happened?
So I have the keys to my car in my pocket.
Oh.
And when I bent over to pick up something off the ground,
You're too fat.
The keys in my car hit the alarm for my car. And I'm like, what the heck? I thought it was yours. It was my car alarm going off.
Because Fred's car requires biometrics to turn off. You've got to put your right friend up on the gear shift knob and the whole deal.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, I'm going to get arrested out here. This is just great.
This is so awesome. You ask you a simple task. Can you grab my glasses? And look what happens.
You had one job.
And then the worst part, Denise rolls here. Got my muffin here. Going to eat my muffin. She sits down. I'm looking at her going, we're live, girl. What?
And she's all, what? When did that happen?
Oh, my gosh.
We're live. Todd's out there trying to steal your car.
What a bunch of idiots we are. It is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. This is an exciting show. And I'm telling you, I don't care what people say. There's so many behind-the-scenes things that happen on live radio. But we just let it out. We just let you know what's going on. And I think that's what's fun about live radio. Because we're just normal people like you guys sitting there. We're no different than anybody else sitting out there.
And you know, Fred, it's not a podcast that we drop. It is actually happening as we
live.
Speak to you. It's live right
it.
Now. So, yeah, it's
I
not. We don't edit
that.
Out the bad stuff. We just pin our ears back and go. You
know? Well, we're going to talk about A&W Root Bear, which is my favorite.
The Root Bear?
I love A&W. What is it? Allison Willard, right?
Yes.
Marriott started this in Washington, D.C.
Great company.
When they were back in that area, the airlines needed some food, and so they decided to have the little frosty stand there, and they decided to make little food for the airlines.
I was today years old. when I found out that A&W stood for Allison Willard.
What did you think it was?
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, because they used to take me to, my parents used to take me to A&W, the drive-in restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid.
I know. The root beer is still, it is still my favorite root beer. I'm shouting it out. It's got that really vanilla-y taste. And we're going to talk about the vanilla taste and issues and lawsuits concerning the best part of A&W root beer, in my opinion.
And those of you listening in Burley, Idaho, yes, there was an A&W root beer stand there.
Was there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was a big treat for us out there in the Pella District. That was great stuff, man. Yeah.
Farming and come in for a root beer.
Oh, man. Yeah.
See, I used to play basketball when I was back in the 70s, and we had this old Coke machine, right? And what the coach would do is, those of you who are good guys, apparently he was supposed to do it. He was supposed to fill the Coke machine. And after you filled the Coke machine, you got to pick a cold Coke. And they had mug root beer. And so mug was my second favorite. So you'd always, after basketball practice, fill the Coke machine and then have a mug root beer. That's what I would do. That's, isn't that exciting?
My son wanted root beer the other day. There's the, the Henry Weinhardt's Private Reserve. It's good root beer and stuff, but he couldn't remember the name. He says, go get me the Harvey Weinstein root beer. As I'm pretty certain there's no such root beer.
Well, there might be, but it's not here.
I was like, is that next to the Bill Cosby sleep aid section? Good heavens.
Where's that drum roll? That's it.
There we got it.
Elizabeth Holmes, we're going to talk about the latest going on with her. It's kind of interesting and shocking what's going on with her.
They're making such a big deal about
it. Okay, don't talk it. We got to tease it. Todd, the criminal, the former prosecutor, former prosecutor for the DA's office.
Well, I set one car alarm off, and now I'm Todd, the criminal.
Yes.
Criminal defense guy.
We got Kevin Costner. We were talking about numbers last week. Well,
I got pretty close.
I know, but we're going to talk about what the judge ordered this week and the Costner case.
Did you see her smiling like the cat that swallowed the canary?
Well, I don't know. I told you.
Yeah.
Look, I told you that they. I don't know that she's smiling because there's a couple things I'm going to go through on that. But don't forget, when you live a lavish lifestyle, there's a lot of money that comes with it, and it's not cheap. That's for sure. But we're going to talk about that. Aretha Franklin lawsuit over the estate has the most bizarre facts.
What a stunning
bizarre, what do we find here? There's some interesting things we're going to discuss.
Wait, I got to give my wife some notes off of a rolled-up cash register receipt.
Don't give it up. Don't give it away. People, I don't want people to know because we want them to stick around and listen to this dang thing. So we've got that bizarre facts there. We got Corey Richens. We're going to talk about that's the case in Utah in Heber Valley. The housekeeper's going to step up and testify. So, and then we've got probably another 12 other things, cases we want to talk about. But, and then we've got case or no case we're going to talk about. So we've got so much on our plate today. But let me tell you something. And I know sometimes this is Radio Law Talk, but we want you to understand who we are and what we do. And I know a lot of you get to know us through our Radio Law Talk, but. Denise, by the way, will be in Salem, Oregon on, is it August 19th? They're interviewing you on the radio or radio station affiliate in Salem, Oregon, whatever date it is. But
Denise,
is
all they are?
No, they are.
No, they are.
They are.
I set it up, but I don't remember the date.
That's coming up. But people have asked me a number of times, and this comes up often, the question is, how did you build, what you've built, Fred, and why can't I do that or how can I do that? And let me tell you what this is about. When we talk about Cal, myself, Denise, and Todd, I'll come back. I'm going to tell you really quick. Then we're going to do case or no case. But I want to tell you the quick answer. And today is the perfect example of why and how we built things and have done so well. And
you didn't let me try to get something out of your car.
That was one thing.
That was how it worked.
We come back, we're going to do that. We're going to do case or no case and get right into A&W root beer.
Now, see, Todd was tempted to jump in Fred's car and say, "See you down the road, Jack." That would have been funny. Thank you, folks. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit right here on many great local radio stations and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Cal, this first hour, I want you to do intermixing. Not say anything.
Yeah.
I don't want you to talk about it. I just want you to, every once in a while, I want you to bring it up. I don't want you to say, hey, I'm going to do that. This, I want you to intermix some of those kitty bumps as we're talking. that you feel is appropriate. Okay.
Okay.
I think bread's the best.
That's true. There we go. I want you to just out of the blue, as we're talking, they gotta be popping.
Not so much.
No, not yet. Yeah, not so much. That's good. That's exactly right. All right. As I was saying, we're gonna get to case and no case really quick. But people ask me, like, how have you built this and done this? Let me tell you, today, my options, and it's not just Fred Penny, it's Cal Hunter's options, it's Todd's options, it's Denise's options. You know, the options today are go to a VIP water park opening prior to them opening. You get the place to yourself with my family.
Oh, yeah.
And then a pool party at 11:30, and then at 1, another party with all the kids, the family, and I'm the only one not there. And I'm not stroking myself, but I'm saying it's sacrifice. People don't realize we love doing this, but Cal drives 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Denise, you know, gives up, you know. Look, we work a lot of hours. And I'm not trying to stroke ourselves here. You guys are like, oh, come on. But really think about it. To sacrifice and be successful, you sacrifice a lot, and everyone thinks, oh, well, you can just do what you want. No, you're busy. Todd, you know, this is his weekends. He also does baseball, by the way. Sometimes he rolls in here half asleep because he is up till midnight doing baseball, and Cal does football. Sometimes he's up till late at night, and he's driving at 5 a.m. in the morning to get here. So I just want to say thanks to all of you for your sacrifices, but those of you, we're not giving legal or financial advice. Those of you who want to become financially successful, everyone wants to. It's a lot of sacrifice. It just comes down to hard work. It's very rare on Denise and Todd and Kel. It's just you just absolutely hit it out of the park by doing very little. That's rare.
You know, I do baseball games and stuff. I was at a conference. It was during the pandemic, but it was a video call. And Jim Nantz, broadcaster, Jim Nantz was the guy. Yes, he spoke, and he was giving career advice to people. Jim Nantz went to the University of Houston for college, and when he graduated, he immediately went to work for the CBS affiliate in Salt Lake City.
KSL, yeah.
And that was kind of unheard of, but he said this, look, this is what I did. Every gig that I was offered, and most of them were free, when I was in college, I took. And I didn't hit them up for pay and do all this. I took it. And when I graduated from college and looked for that job, I had a resume and an experience list that blew everybody else away because I was doing games. I was doing and I think that's a big thing is sacrifice is also, you know, you don't have to ask what's in it for me. You just do it. And, and for me, for this show, the biggest motivator is I just really enjoy being here with the people I'm here with.
Obviously, we all do.
I just really enjoy it. And, you know, you got to love what you do.
Isn't that the best part?
Yeah.
And Fred has taught all of us you can't just do what it takes. You have to do that and a little bit more. And that's
a lot of it more, not a little bit.
A lot of it more. I appreciate that. All right. And Denise is the same way.
Denise is awesome. All right, here we go, Cal.
That includes getting points, by the way.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
James Brown from Cleveland, Ohio, was what you might say is entitled. His mother, Louine, or Lou, was in her 70s, and after her father died, she had a nice piece of change. And she developed two new loves, travel and casinos. Well, James didn't like that because he said, Mom, every time she goes on a trip, she's spending my inheritance. And every time she goes to a casino, she's giving my money away to the operators of that casino. So he went to his attorney in Cleveland and said, I need to find a case to stop my mother from spending my inheritance money. Denise Dirks, case or no case? What say you?
Well, I'm sure there was a James Brown who was entitled. I'll tell you that much.
Who feels good. Ow!
Yep. But
some sort of machine, too, but I don't know.
Inheritances are a funny creature because you can have a trust set up or a will set up for your kids, but your kids can't enforce that as a contract or as the beneficiary of that potential instrument. It doesn't work that way. And in the divorce setting, you know, if you add your daughter-in-law onto a deed and your son onto a deed, well, even if your will says you're not leaving anything to your daughter-in-law, that doesn't negate the deed. She gets that property or interest in that property. I've tried those cases, so I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it's no case.
All right, fair enough. Fred, what do you think about Mr. Brown and his free-spending mother?
So here's the interesting thing. The obvious answer is what? The obvious answer is he loses and mom can do what she wants with the money. That's just, I know Cal too well. That's just too simple. Because obvious the mom can do with it. It's not his money. The mom can do with it what she wants. But that's what I'm trying to figure out. You're saying, was this a case that occurred a certain year or not? Or, Cal, are you just going to make that up?
Was in the late 90s that it was filed.
Okay.
That it happened, I'm sorry.
That would have happened. Okay. So I'm going to say it's a case and mom loses. Just because it's so off the wall, it's got to be. Cal typed in weirdest case in history of the United States, and then this one popped up.
That's my regular search for case or no case. Now, Todd, what do you think about this, case or no case?
You know, my very first job out of law school was in Reno, Nevada, and I had to live in a casino for 3 weeks until my apartment opened up. And every morning I'd walk through the casino from my hotel room to my car, and I would see all the old folks there with the
blue hairs.
Yes. Spending the inheritance.
You betcha.
So really quickly, I'll just say this. I'm going to say it's a case, and it gets tossed because there's no merit to it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out about case or no case. Grandma gambling all the money away.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk, and we've got much more coming up right here and right now. Don't go away.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA News update. There's no end in sight for a heat wave that continues to bake parts of the country, especially Phoenix and Las Vegas. Tim Burke reports from Phoenix, where it'll be 117 degrees today.
The heat dome is continuing to intensify this weekend as more than 90 million people are under heat alerts as the dome expands to places like California, which is now experiencing its first extreme heat wave of the year. The National Weather Service saying 100 heat records could fall today.
Las Vegas could reach 116, and residents are being told to stay indoors during the heat of the day. The Biden administration is forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers through changes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they've made payments for at least 20 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, so we've got a case about James Brown in Cleveland, Ohio, is not happy because his mother is enjoying life and spending his inheritance. And this is in the late 90s. Apparently, he decides to maybe bring a lawsuit. Todd said no case.
No, I said case,
and he loses. And Denise, you said no case. I said
yes.
Case, and he wins just because it's so freaking bizarre. Cal.
Well, here's the story. This kind of stuff does happen quite often. I only say that because in a family member's case of mine, there was a mother-in-law who started spending a lot of money, and one of the kids said, Ma, you don't have this money. Besides, what am I going to live on when you're gone? And you know what Mom said? Not my problem, it's my money. You know what the judge said? Not my problem, it's her money. No case was filed. The judge didn't say anything. It was no case.
So the judge is saying that you're saying
there was no judge.
There was no case.
There was no judge. Just
Good
a whiny.
Denise?
Just a whiny, entitled kid. Next time on Case or No Case, Bert Charles and the case of mistaken Lamborghini identity. Or was it an Audi? I'm sorry. Bert Charles and the case of mistaken Audi identity. That's next time on Case or No Case.
Yeah, Audi, Lamborghini.
Same difference. Yeah. And now, well, the Audi 8000. You know. Okay, now.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Now back to the show. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. A&W root beer is so good. And it has that little vanilla-y taste. Now, if you look at the A&W root beer on a can or a bottle, at least, you know, recently, it says aged vanilla. I remember seeing that, and just the aged vanilla just makes you excited to drink A&W root beer. And it's got that vanilla-y taste. Well, apparently some people didn't like the fact that they called age vanilla and said and a class action lawsuit came against A&W Root Beer and its affiliate that owned it, which is, by the way, it's called A&W Concentrate Company and Curing Dr. Pepper, Inc. So, yeah, that's who owns, apparently, A&W. And their argument the whole time was it is not aged vanilla. In fact, it's artificial flavors. And there was no, quote, win, but there was a settlement offer. Okay? So they settled the case. The court settled the case. And as part of the settlement, it was a $15 million A&W payout, which, by the way, is probably nothing for them if it's a big enough, if it's a Dr. Pepper company that owns it. And it goes to those people from February 7th. This is the interesting part. Those of you from February 7th, 2026 through June 2nd, 2023, if you purchased A&W Root Beer and you have a receipt and you have to go back and get all the receipts from all these A&W Root Beers up to 39 different items. You can get to up to 39 different items that you can show A&W Root Beer that you purchased, maybe even up to 39 different receipts. You're going to receive a whopping, Cal, have you seen this one, yes or no?
No, I have not.
Okay, Cal, I'm going to quiz you because we've seen
it. Interested because I'm a Dr. Pepper fan. I want to know what the Doc guys did to the A&W guys.
So, Cal, there's two questions now to you. Number one. Yeah. What is the maximum money you can get if you had up to 39 items and produced 39 receipts and or, you know, receipts that showing 39 different
60
A&W? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, what?
Or if you make a claim and just sign an affidavit and say you have lost some money by buying A&W Root Beer because this a fake vanilla claim?
I guess $60, maybe about $1.29 for a 20-ouncer. I'm guessing $60.
Okay, so $60 if you put all your receipts in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what if you don't have any receipts and you just do an affidavit?
$40.
All right, so if you have a whopping 39 proof of 39 different items and go out and find all these receipts, you're going to get $25.
Wow.
So after you fill everything out and it costs you $100 in time, you're going to get $25. Cal, if you just sign an affidavit and send it in, you've had an A&W Root Beer, you're going to get a whopping $5.50.
That judge really cares about the people, man.
I'm just Todd and Denise are just looking at me laughing and smiling because that's the problem with these things, is it's not worth your time to fill that out and do that. So this is what I want to know, and I'm a lawyer, and you think I would know this answer? I don't know this answer.
Is the lawyer counting on that, Fred? Does his share go up if the
No, the court sets a certain amount of money that the lawyers get, and that's what they get. But the question is, you know what's going to happen to the $15 million when there's not nearly that many people that are going to do this to send in their application. What do they do with the rest of the money?
Company keeps it? Court keeps
it? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Give it to the homeless?
All of us are shrugging our shoulders. I don't know.
That's a head scratcher. I don't know what they do with the extra money.
If there is extra, I don't know. So anyway,
it cheats to the state.
Yeah, it might. It might.
I could help them dispose of it if they just haven't given me a call.
Yeah, that would make a good plot line for a comedy, though. Somebody signs an affidavit that I don't have the receipts, but they signed the affidavit that they had an A&W Root Beer between 2016, February 7, 2016, and 2023. You know, those affidavits are signed under the penalty of perjury, and some poor down on his luck guy ends up getting prosecuted for felony perjury because he put in a $5.50 claim for an A&W Root Beer, signing a false affidavit. And they got all these witnesses. And, well, Rodney never drank root beer at the family reunions.
He did, but it was mug.
It was a mug old fashioned.
Yeah,
in fact, we have him on tape saying, I'd never touch an A&W Root Beer if my life depended on it.
He's a Mountain Dew man. Look at his teeth.
Yeah.
Now, if my kids were little, then I could have probably been, you know, part of this. But
well, it'd be worth all that time to gather up all those receipts. Honey, would you go get the shoebox out and let's this is Fred Penny from, I'd like all receipts from my credit cards for the past 20 years.
Don't you scan all your receipts and then you can do like a massive search?
Oh, yeah, that'd be worth the time. That'd be to try to find 39 different times that I bought the A&W root beer. nope, this one's not A&W. I'm going next one. That's the next one. Honey, would you review these 1,000 receipts, please? Oh, no, that was when we bought groceries at Walmart. No, I don't. Oh, let me look and see if there's a receipt for A&W root beer.
Was that bottled A&W root beer or from the root beer stand?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Comes back, he's like... You're going over.
It's items, so I think it could be either.
You're going over it, you know, trying to figure out these receipts, and some family member pulls out, Dad, what's this receipt for the A&W Girls movie you rented in the hotel room when you were on? Oh, no, that's not part of the lawsuit.
And they get the check and say, kids, we're going to Disney. Yeah, not.
No, we're not.
We are. Anyway, there's your $25 you can go get. You can go to rootbeerandcreamsodasettlement.com.
Wow.
Rootbeerandcreamsodasettlement.com. There you go. That's going to make some
You know you have an accent when you say root beer.
Root beer.
Root beer.
No, that's the proper root way to beer. Say it. Those people listening in Idaho know that Fred is saying it perfectly. It's root.
Root beer.
It's root beer.
Root beer pop.
Remember when you used to drink root beer when you were a kid?
Down by the creek?
No, not by the creek. But in the Scouts,
yeah.
In Scouts, we used to do it where they would make homemade root beer.
Yes.
And that, oh my gosh, that was, Todd, I know you've had it because you've been in Scouts too.
Yeah.
But it comes down to, this is just, that is the worst stuff. And you put the dry ice in. And I go back and I remember those days now. That was the worst tasting root beer in the world, I think. And it just was terrible. And we loved it as little Cub Scouts and stuff. Oh, we're going to make the root beer. That was terrible.
Well, we had a bottle capper back in the day. You could squeeze the bottle, but you had to put a raisin in there to absorb the. Well, anyway, it was not very tasty, Fred. It was a really lousy root beer.
All right, let's talk about Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. Todd, okay, look, Todd, this is a big. You know, this is a big deal they're playing off, and we're not going to be able to get into the whole thing here, but the interesting thing is she's just showed up to her jail, and by the way, this is in Texas, and this is apparently a really nice place to, and it's for white collar, which I, to tell you the truth, I agree, you don't need to put them in with murders or anything like that for white collar crimes. I mean, if they're not going to be, she's not going to go out and, you know, to society and take someone's life, right? So she's going to this really nice prison in Texas. I'm trying to think of the name. They call it, what's it called? They call it, hold on. It's called...
It's like the Shady Lane Prison.
When I come back, I'll tell you what it's called, but it's got a nickname. We're going to talk about her jail sentence and about what the prison says. The amount of time she's going to serve in jail. And we're going to have Todd Kuenin talk about that, the former prosecutor with the DA's office and former public defender. So we'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk, and there's much more of the show coming up after we break away. Stay tuned.
Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
That is Armadillo. Oh, that's down.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So, Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to 11 years in jail. What's it called? Club Fed.
That's Club what they're Fed. Calling where she's at.
Seriously?
Yes.
And apparently she's in there with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah, who's also in there.
And about 9 years.
Yeah, that's perfect, Cal. You're doing your job. Awesome. That's what I like.
They're actually working on it. Wouldn't be so. They get out and they work on some new product to start selling through multi-level marketing.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
That's hilarious. The two of them together. And you know what's interesting on that? The most interesting thing is they talk about what it's like to live there. Four-person rooms with bunk beds, and they're dorm style. They're not even like a jail cell. It's just kind of like you just cruise around and chill. And I guess it's kind of a nice place they get to walk.
Well, it's hard time because there's no turndown service.
So, for
no mints on the pillow. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. So,
but if you take this medical test and you get 10 friends to take this medical test and they get 10 friends to take that, I mean,
you build your downline.
Think of the possibilities.
So apparently you can get 54 days of good conduct time each year.
Yeah.
But here's the big news. So she's got 11 years in prison, and what happens is the prison department or the whatever department for the prison are federal prisons, they post when she gets out.
Yes.
And she's got 9 years and 6 months. and 29 days on her sentence as of last week.
Are you serious?
Yes. So, Todd, what's up with that?
Well, look, there's a thing called, and you talked about 54 days a year, that before we even get to that, that's over and above what a person will actually do because of statutory conduct credits. In the state of California, if you're convicted of a crime, and it's not a serious or violent crime, it's a felony, you go to prison. If you go to prison for 10 years, your conduct credits are going to work, so you only do 5 years on 10. It's just, it's by statute. It's how they factor it in. And that's why it's tough when you get convicted of a federal crime, because you still get conduct credits in federal prison, but now they're limited to 15%. So the automatic, what you get off your sentence is only 15% for federal, whereas it's 50% for the state. So this news story that came out says she's automatically got almost 2 years slashed off her 11-year sentence. All the prisons did was calculate the outdate based upon the statutory conduct credits. And then on top of that, if she works in the kitchen and does other things, she might get other credits that, right, that Fred talked about. But this is just all by statute. It wasn't you read these headlines and it makes it sound like, oh, you know, she's rich and she already got this great thing. You know what? Everybody who gets convicted of a federal crime is going to get the same conduct credit.
If it's white collar.
You're going to get the same conduct credits if it's a criminal offense.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, it is what they take off, with maybe the exception of it being murder or homicide or something that would be like that. But let's say it was felony drug possession on the federal level. Guess what? You're going to do 85% of that time. You still get conduct credits.
Common Core prison math. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Wow.
That's awesome. Awesome as it's interesting. But so the moral of the story is get convicted in the state of California instead of the federal courts.
Yeah, well, I think the moral of the story would be to don't break the law.
That's the best.
That's the best moral of the story. Yeah. But yeah,
that is anecdotal.
What do you got to say about that? Do you think the question is she going to win on her appeal? The appeal's still going up, and you know what we've said from day one, Denise and I, we've all three agreed that, again, we're not armchair quarterbacking, but from the very beginning we thought, oh, maybe 6 years, 7 years or something, but 11 years seems like a long time.
Yeah, we all agreed on that. I thought she had guilt. You guys thought it was kind of tenuous, and we're going to see what happens on the appeal.
You know what they argued? Yes, this is what they argued. This is a very interesting argument that I didn't realize they made this argument. Defense counsel, when they talked about her case and defended her, they said, you know what's interesting is they said basically what she did and what we've discussed, we're not going to get back into this whole case again, was over-the-top promotion tactics. She basically was overly excited, exaggerated claims, even some that were wrong. Don't forget, this is entrepreneurism. This is very beginning. This is new technology, you know. And then they said, oh, by the way, there's a guy named Elon Musk. This is their argument. I'm not saying this has happened. That repeatedly made misleading statements about the capabilities of the thing called a Tesla self-driving car. That did not happen.
You know, I was watching a documentary on the space.
There's a big difference, though, and I'll tell you.
I was watching a documentary on the space shuttle. Right. Yeah. And you've got guys testifying before Congress from NASA seeking funding. This is before the first shuttle mission, seeking funding for the space shuttle program, telling Congress that this program will pay for itself because of the money that we will make by putting satellites up for private industry. This will pay for itself. And they went all the way with that, testifying before Congress. I mean, this is congressional testimony.
Under oath.
And yeah, NASA's never paid for itself. Never. Ever paid for itself. And, you know, there's nothing there. It's just, in the law, sometimes when we're negotiating, if you look in Black's Law Dictionary, they call it conventional puffery. You know, and there's a certain amount of that that goes on. And it's just hard to draw the line between, okay, what is talking in superlatives, and then what is outright fraud? And I, based on my view of the evidence, I think hers falls more towards the former.
The overselling, so to speak.
Overselling it. Yeah. I just don't see it.
The problem is for her is who she sought investments from.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, Tesla, Elon Musk wasn't seeking investments from. Yes, exactly. So that's the distinction.
That's a good. That's a good idea. That's a good point. Denise, is that yeah, she was taking money from other people. When you start taking, I've told people this before. When you start taking money from other people to run your business, you know, I'm talking like investors. You better be careful. In other words, you better, you know, mind your P's and Q's and do things, you know, by the T. And that's the issue.
She took money, or her company took money from people that were connected politically, who used to be power players in the political arena. And that is difficult, because those are people that can lean on a Department of Justice, say, you really need to prosecute this case. Elon Musk, I don't think, would have that kind of stroke. He might have a civil suit if he thought he was defrauded, but I don't think he's going to be leaning on any governmental agencies to prosecute somebody on the government's dime so they can try to get their money back or put this to rest. And, you know, that's who she
is. And in all fairness, Tesla is a public company, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is this, and what we, Todd and I and Denise, have always brought up is this. Is it the most interesting word in this whole thing that she has to pay back because she defrauded, quote, venture capitalist titans? There's a thing about venture capital means risk. And let me tell you, if she would have hit and hit big, there would have been no issue. They would have been, yeah, I made billions of dollars on these venture capitalists. I'm not downplaying them or ripping on them, but guess what? They are educated. And they are supposed to be looking into this, and they, you know, look, you guys.
They have to use reasonable diligence,
yes,
when they're looking at this,
yes,
investment.
And they're going to argue, oh, we used reasonable. No, you didn't. You should have gone deeper.
If she says she has a contract with the military to go ahead and do this kind of stuff, as a venture capitalist, dang it, it's your job to say, okay, show me the paper.
Yeah, I want to see,
show
the doctor.
Show me who signed. Especially when one of the investments was former, what, Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff,
right.
Mattis, you were the top dog in the military. It ought to be pretty easy for you to pick up a dang phone and call somebody and say, hey, can you verify this claim for me? Didn't happen.
I still say she, yes, took money from the wrong people, from very powerful people who said, okay, this isn't going to happen anymore.
Yes,
yeah,
theory. Some of the venture capitalists were Tim Draper, Donald Lucas, Dixon Dahl, Walmart, Larry Ellison, Rupert Murdoch. Anyway, but there's, hey, by the way, she was staying in a $9 million San Diego home, they're claiming, before she moved in. So she is taking a real hit moving into this prison. When we come back, hour two, we're going to get deeper and talk. We're going to have a case or no case. Talk about Kevin Costner's latest rulings in his divorce. We're going to talk about Aretha Franklin, Corey Richens' case, the one in Utah. That's very interesting. We'll be back.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up at 6 minutes after the next hour on this great radio station. And if it's not there, go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to us live. And if you're not listening to us 9 to noon Pacific, listen to any previous broadcast. They're all posted there, and you can listen to them all at no charge. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.